Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted and narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about why it is wrong for us and why it is prohibited for us to oppress and to wrong the person who is working under us or who we have hired, one of our employees. You know, as you know, Islam is a complete religion. Islam is a way of life. Islam has rules and regulations for everything, from, you know, the way we eat and drink, you know, and the way we should even use the bathroom, all the way up to how we should conduct the government. It's not like other religions. There are certain religions which only have rules and regulations with respect to how a person should worship God, or how he should be act in a moral way, in an ethically good way. It has certain ethical ordinances, you know, not like not lying, telling the truth, these kind of things. But, you know, as far as, you know, social rules are concerned, there are a lot of, you know, religions besides Islam which don't have a very fixed and specific and particular rules and regulations regarding social life, you know, economic transactions, how should they be conducted, how a person should act in society, all these kind of things. These are only specific to certain religions, and Islam is one of them. So in this connection, this hadith is related to this. It is an instance of this, and in this hadith, the Prophet, he warns us from oppressing the person working under us and, you know, our employee, and he tells us about the results that would accrue from such a thing. The Prophet says, a man who wrongs a worker in his wage, a man who wrongs an employee who is working under him, what will happen? Will have Allah annul his worship. You know, the worship that he has done, the ibadah that he has done, will be annulled by God, and prevent him from smelling the breeze of paradise. You will not even be able to smell the fragrance of paradise, smell the breeze of paradise. And then the Prophet alludes to how wretched such a person will be. He says that this breeze of paradise, which can be smelled from a distance of 500 years, you know, it's so fragrant, it's so strong that even if a person was 500 years away from paradise, he could still smell its fragrance. But this person who has wronged an employee who is working under him, you know, he won't be able to smell it. This is how distant and how far away this person will be from the mercy of God. And perhaps it is for this reason that in another blessed hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, wronging the worker in his wage, meaning it could mean that preventing the worker or the employee who is working under you from getting the wage is, you know, min al kaba'ir. It is a grave sin. It is one of the grave sins. You know, sins are divided into two categories: minor sins and major sins, or grave sins. This falls under the second category. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at wronging the worker in his wage and oppressing him, in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد